Whitmer met him on the roof of the police building. As the small ship came to rest, a cloud of escort ships dipped their fins and sped off. Anderton immediately approached the blonde-haired young man. "You've got what you wanted," he told him. "You can lock me up and send me to the detention camp, but that won't be enough." Whitmer's blue eyes were pale with uncertainty. "I am afraid I don't understand."
"It's not my fault. I should have never left the police building. Where's Wally Page?"
"We've already clamped down on him," Whitmer replied. "He won't give us any trouble." Anderton's face was grim.
"You're holding him for the wrong reason," he said. "Letting me into the monkey block was no crime, but passing information to Army is. You've had an Army plant working here," he corrected himself, a little lamely. "I mean, I have.
I called back the order on you. Now the teams are looking for Kaplan."
"Any luck?"
"He left here in an Army truck. We followed him, but the truck got into a militarized barracks. Now they've got a big wartime R-3 tank blocking the street. It would be civil war to move it aside."
Slowly, hesitantly, Lisa made her way from the ship. She was still pale and shaken, and on her throat an ugly bruise was forming.
"What happened to you?" Whitmer demanded. Then he caught sight of Fleming's inert form lying spread out inside.
Facing Anderton squarely, he said, "Then you finally stopped pretending this is some conspiracy of mine."
"I have."
"You don't think I'm..." he made a disgusted face, "plotting to get your job?"
"Sure you are. Everybody's guilty of that sort of thing, and I'm plotting to keep it.
But this is something else, and you're not responsible."
"Why do you assert," Whitmer inquired, "that it's too late to turn yourself in? My God!"